Okay, Chukotaku. I want to analyze the nature of the Isser. If you look at the first source of the sheet, the Pasuk of Yikra Yudches, Pasuk Gimel, so it tells us, Kamas Eretz Yitzrayim, Asher Yishavtem Bo Lo Sasu, Kamas Eretz Kenoan, Asher Nimivi, Eschev Shram Lo Sasu, V'Choseim Lo Selecha. You're not supposed to follow the Chukos of the people of Kenan, the people of Yitzrayim. So it's not clear what the nature of the sister is, what the reason for the sister is. The pashas is you're not supposed to follow in their ways. We don't want you to act like the Kanani, we don't want you to act like the Mitzrayim, and therefore you shouldn't follow their chukim. If you follow their chukim, you might come to act, kemas eretz Yisrael, kemas eretz Kanan. This is the impression you get from the pasuk in Vayikra Perachov as well. Where the Torah tells us, "Lo selchu v'chukos agoy ashenim shalech ifneichem," it's called "Eile asu v'akutzbam." You're not supposed to go v'chukos agoyim because they did these things. V'akutzbam, they did these things, namely averos. Therefore, Hashem Baruch Hu threw them out of Eretz Yisrael. You shouldn't follow their ways and follow their averos. So the impression you get is that chukos agoyim is a general prohibition of following the ways of the goyim, because doing that will cause you to sin like the goyim sin. If you look at the pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis, pasuk Lamed, there's a more specific avir that we seem to be afraid of. Yishamer lecha pentinokei shachareim acharei shamdam lifanecha pentidrosh el Elohim leimor echa yavdu agoyim ha'ele et Elohim ve'eseh kein gam ani. So it prohibits one from following the ways of the goyim out of concern that one is going to imitate their idol worship. It's more specific to idol worship. It seems like the chashash of Chukos Akum is that if you follow Chukos Akum, you might come then to actually worship idols. The Chinuch raises explicitly in Mitzvah Reish Samach Beis, in source number 4, Ha'inyan Rifnei Shehem Sari Me'achrei Hashem V'Ovdim V'Rezara. The reason we have to distance ourselves from Chukos Akum is because going to V'Rezara, and therefore if you want to stay away from V'Rezara, we stay away from their Chukos. Sounds like a gezeira on some level. Gezeira midoret min haTorah. Don't follow their ways. If you follow their ways, you'll do avodah zarah. So, again, potentially we have a chakira here. As to whether chukos akum is specifically in order to separate ourselves from goyim, lest we do avodah zarah, or it's a more general prohibition that wants us to distance ourselves from goyim. Now you might say this whole chakira, it doesn't hold water, because why do we want to distance ourselves from goyim? Because goyim, do all averos, and the most egregious one is avodah zarah. So you might say it's really not a chakira; it's all really the same. But I think if you analyze the psukim, analyze the rishonim, it's possible that we can have two camps: one more generally distancing ourselves from goyim, and the other more specifically trying to distance ourselves from avodah zarah. Yeah.
But then, what about goyim who are
righteous? Oh, so we're going to talk about that in a minute. Excellent. Yeah.
I mean, the
possible
is not there,
right?
Right.
Is that referring to Avodah Zarah per se? It might be a riot.
No, right. That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, it might be a riot. It's not necessarily focused on Avodah Zarah. Yeah.
If we're committed not to Avodah Zarah and the Goyim are also committed not to Avodah Zarah,
right,
they're both equally committed not to Avodah Zarah.
The reality is that we were given the Torah and we were enlightened, and many goyim weren't. So the fact of the matter is, goyim
without the revelation of Sinai, so we have more likelihood to not do it.
Right, that's the reality. Most Jews don't suffer the Torah. Most goyim certainly did, and even today.
Okay.
Okay. If you look at the Ram in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Ram actually codifies this halacha of Chukos Akum in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, which would probably indicate that he thought it was connected to Avodah Zarah. But the lashon that the Ram uses is more broad. In Halchin Chukos Akum, lo midamin lehen, we don't go in their ways, we don't associate with them. Lo b'malbush, lo b'seyar, we wear different clothing, different haircuts. We shouldn't be similar to them. Eliyah Yisraeli moved down the hand. A Jew has to be separate, distinct. The Yadua of Malbushov is Shar Maitzov. He has to be separate in his clothing and in his actions. Who moved on the hand of Deosav? Just like a Jew has separate ideology, separate philosophy, believes in, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, Goyim also is supposed to believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the reality is often they don't. And just like we're separate in our philosophy, in our religion, so we have to be separate in our externals, in our dress, etc. I separated you from the Goyim. So the Rambam, in his language, seems to imply that the Chukas HaKam is a more broad chiyuv to separate ourselves, distance ourselves from Goyim. The fact that it's broad in Chukas HaKam isn't necessarily a raya. The old question in the Rambam, people try to prove, the Rambam brings it in this area, in this book, so it must be he holds the din, you know, connected to that area of halacha. But the point that Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik made is that you always have to ask yourself where the Rambam could have brought it. Meaning, the Rambam has 14 books, and he tries to bring all of halacha into 14 books. So the fact that he brings, you know, Hilchos Kivav Eim in Hilchos Mamrim might just be because he didn't have anywhere else to put it. Meaning, it's not always clear. If you had a more compelling place to put it, you didn't put it there, then it's a raya. But if you don't have anywhere else to put it, so the Rambam has to put Hilchos Chukas HaKam somewhere. So he puts it in Dinei Akum, not necessarily because it's a Dinei Mezar per se, specifically, it might be a more broad idea of separating ourselves from Goyim. But still, he put it in Hilchos HaKam at the end because, you know, he knew where else to put it. So it's not clear. The Lashon, I think, the Rambam is more broad, but the placement in the Halachos Akum does imply that it's connected, possibly, to Avodah Zarah, per se. So again, I just want to emphasize that I'm creating Chakira here, which might not be Mukhrach from the get-go, in that I'm analyzing whether Chukas HaKam is a din specifically in Avodah Zarah, or is a more broad chiyuv to separate ourselves from Akum. You might negate the whole thing and say, what do you mean we have to separate ourselves from Akum? Why do we want to separate ourselves? Because they serve Avodah Zarah, you know. But if you do accept the Chakira, I think there might be enough nafkaminas that we can bring. So just in terms of the primary text, we have a Mishnah that discusses this issue already of Chukas HaKam. The Mishnah is Sanhedrin and Beis and Beis. So number 6 speaks about how Bezdin would kill Beherek. We know the four Mitzvahs Bezdin, Skila, Sreif, Herek, Bechenek. And Herek, rather, is beheading. And there's a Machlokas recorded in the Mishnah. There's a source over here. There's a Machlokas recorded in the Mishnah as to how one decapitates the Nidon. So the Mishnah writes, Mitzvah and Ragin, source number 6, they would tease in as Rosh HaBasayt, they would cut off his head. Kederek Shamalchus Ose. Rehud Omer, Nibulu Zitlo, Elame Nichina, as Rosh HaLasad and Mekotis Bekopit. Amrlo, in Misa, Menuvelis Mizo. So how do you kill this person who's Chayev of Herek? Do you put his head down on a sadan and kind of kill like a guillotine of sorts, or do you just cut off his head? There's different deities here in the Mishnah as to what is the appropriate way to kill the nida. So I'm not going to go into details, but the point I'm trying to make comes really from the Gemara. The next line, Tani Amar Lenu Yehuda Chaim. I know it's really disgusting to put the person's head down on a butcher's board and cut off his head. I think it's really a terrible way to kill somebody. And it's interesting, the Gemara there says that you're supposed to try to kill the person in a relatively nice way. You want to roar the visa off. If you have to kill him in the least. You don't want to, humiliate him. Which is interesting. You have the person who's a criminal you want to kill. And yet, we're careful, relatively speaking, to kill him in a less humiliating way. Yes?
If that's the case, though, we have four different types of education. You don't have one type, which would be the least.
So that's the whole discussion. The Torah tells us the different types, but within the different types, different ways to do it, so Havre Chamocha plays a role. But it's just interesting, Hashkafic point. But yes.
Usually an aspect of the Misa is part of the
So that's a whole discussion in Sanhedrin, but to a certain extent, yes, but not totally. We don't want the person to be totally humiliated. The question of have the person's clothes or not, a lot of different issues. But that's not our point now. The point that I'm trying to make is that the review that says, I agree it's really disgusting to put the guy's head down on the board and just cut it off. It's a really disgusting thing to do. But what can I do? I have to kill him that way. I can't kill him the way the Romans kill, because that would be Chukas HaKam.
Right.
Ari chukos akum. So what's the Gemara say? I'm going to do. Afani yodeya shehi misum unvelasi. For my says shari omra Torah v'chukoseyem moseleichu. Torah says don't follow the chukos akum. Rabbanon came in the ksiv saifist araisa laminayu kagam rinan. So Rabbanon say no, it's true, it's chukos akum, it's the way the goyim kill. But look, the Torah says it, so we're not copying the goyim. The Torah says it, they're copying the Torah. Right, Dilo Temahachi Hatani. Okay, we'll get to that in a sec. So, what's the machlokas here between Yehuda and Chachamim? Yehuda says, I can't kill the way the Malchus kills. I have to do it separate, in a different way, even though it's going to be more maneuver, and that itself is a halachic factor or something that we don't want. And Rabban say, no, what do you mean? The Torah said to do it, so therefore it's machlokas akum. So, what's the svara of machlokas? So the Ran there on the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains that Chachamim hold that you're allowed to kill the way the goyim kill because that minhag is not connected to Avodah Zarah. The way the goyim kill isn't connected to Avodah Zarah. And so the assumption being that Chukos Akum is going in the ways of goyim that is affiliated with Avodah Zarah. And the way they execute their criminals is nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, apparently, then no, I don't care if it's connected to Avodah Zarah. Chukos Akum is you shouldn't try to, you know, you have to be distinct from Goyim in any which way, and therefore we can't even execute the criminals the same way. So what emerges, according to the Ran's interpretation, is that this kufa might be Machlokas Tanaim. Rabbanan might say, Chukos Akum, that's a question of connecting to Avodah Zarah. This is not connected to Avodah Zarah, it's mutter to execute whatever way you want, even if the Goyim do the same way. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Chukos Akum is a function of following in the ways of Goyim. We have to be distinct in every way. And therefore, if they execute one way, we have to execute a different way. So that could be Gufa Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, I think what you're saying, Lav Nehem Kamarina, I mean, there's no Chashash of Avodah Zarah. You know? It's the opposite, sorry. Meaning the Goyim didn't learn. Can you close the door? Sorry. Yeah, say again?
We thought of it first.
We thought of it first. How does that read with the Gemara?
Yeah,
I hear the time.
We thought
of it. Right. It doesn't refer to all the Gemara. I agree. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to suggest possibly this question I'm raising might be Gufa Machalkes tonight. Now, there's another discussion of Chukos Akum found in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph, which also is a continuation of the same Gemara in Sanhedrin, that speaks about a practice that they had when a king died. They would show their pain and burn, objects. I think the Indians did the same thing. You know, the chief dies, so you burn the rug. Whatever. So the question becomes like, well, is that mutter? Can we do that? Is that Chukos Akum? So the Gemara says, source number 7, you're allowed to sorif el malachim, and that's not called darchei mori, it's not called chukos akum. So that's the Gemara, v'yichukahi anan heichai sarfin, and if that's all what the goyim do, how can we do it? It should be chukos akum, it should be usher to burn objects when the king dies. You know, there's a whole issue with Baal Pashkis, so that's not called the Baal Pashkis, but it should be chukos akum, the goyim do it. So the Gemara says, v'chukosim v'chukosim v'chukosim. The Gemara says, no, that's not a chok. That's not one of their rituals. It's just a way of showing chashivas. You know, if you want to show the magnitude of the loss, you know, this king was such a special individual, you feel so broken. So you burn the rug to show, you know, your sense of your mourning. Oh, so if you look back at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara actually discusses this in the next line. Dilo te mahachi hadasani sorfin amalachim vomdachi amori heche sorfinan vaksiv uchsem uslecho ela kevin dechsiv sreifu v'araisa dechsiv misrfosa v'osecha lavinai kagaminan. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Beis, the Gemara of Vodazara Yud Aleph, discusses the same issue. Why is it mutter to burn objects when a king dies? The Gemara gives two separate reasons. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says it's mutter because they learned it from us, because there's a pasuk near me that says that they did that, you know, and the Jews did it when their manhigim died. And the Gemara of Hazar says it's mutter because it's not a chok, it's just a chashivas, it's just a way of showing, you know, the fact that that we feel very sad that we lost this particular leader. Pardon? So what's going on here? They're showing the debate. Like, you know, it seems that the two Gemaras have two different answers to the same question. So the mashmaus of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is that the Isser is really limited to Avodah Zarah. It's not chukah, it's not chok, which might mean it's not Avodah Zarah. It's just chashivusa. It's just a way of showing chashiva. Whereas the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it could be interpreted as saying that anything theoretically would be Yasser, but it just didn't say learn it from us, it's Mutter. So again, you could, you know, take this as being a machlokas as to what the nature of the Isser is. If this is a Vazar per se, Gemara in Vazar is telling us, it's Chashivus, it's not a Vazar. Whereas the Gemara in Sanhedrin might say that Isser is more broad, and the only reason it's Mutter is because La Finai Kamrinan, they learned it from us, and not vice versa. But had we learned it from them, regardless if it was connected with Azar or not, it would be Azar, potentially. Another nafkamina, something I think that Malka raised a minute before. What type of goyim are included in this Isser? Don't go in the ways of the goyim. So the Yireyim has a very unique shita. Yireyim in general has, like, you know, collector items, shitas. So he writes that this is only an Isser to follow the footsteps of the Zayin Amamin and the Mitzrim. That's what the pasuk says, right? Meis Eretz Yitzrayim, Meis Eretz Canaan. If you can follow, you know, the Indians, that's not a problem. You can follow the Japanese, that's not a problem. It's only a problem if you follow the Canaan. And the Mitzrim, right. So, yeah, it's interesting. If you look here, source number 9, Losasuk HaMaseim, Chosem HaSenekel, Yiras, Yosem Elkechav, Loseles, Lachukas HaGoyim, Losasuk HaMaseim, Shal Shiva Umas. It's Isser of Shiva Umas. Pardon?
That sounds like even Mitzrayim's
mother. No, I think if you look there, I think Mitzrayim is in the Pasuk.
Yeah.
Most of the Shemans don't learn this way. They assume that Isser of Chukas HaGoyim applies to all Akum. But still, you have to ask yourself a question. What do you mean all Akum? Only of the Avodah Zarah, or even Akum who don't serve Avodah Zarah? Let's say you have a Muslim. We generally assume that Islam is not a Avodah Zarah. So, is there an Isser of Chukas HaGoyim to follow Darkei HaRavi? You know, the Muslim Arabs. So, if you look at the Tashbeis here, in Gimel, Kuflam Gimel, verse number 10, Tashbeis writes, Tshuva, Yishma'el, Eino Avodah Zarah. They're not all Avodah Zarah. Shetikro V'Selam Zivich Amesim. But nonetheless, says the Tashbeis, Menadin, last release, Asik Iman, Meshchita, Mishatim Hem, Bachila, Gam Yipnei Shem, Mitzrichim Lishkot, Behem, Tab, Lishnos, Hadarim, Official Yom Edom, Hashokhi Lahem, Hu Chai of Malkos, Vishum, Losei Lechu, Bechukos Sa'akum. Loselchu, Bechukos Sa'akum is a violation, when it's a violation of Loselchu, Bechukos Sa'akum, when one checks an animal for a Muslim, if it's for their avoda. Ah, he's not over Avodah Zarah. So it's Furshan Tashbeit that even for a non Avodah Zarah, one is in violation of the Israel Selchel B'chukos HaGoy. So potentially you can connect this to our Chakir. If you assume that Chukos HaAkum is limited to the Chashash Avodah Zarah, then what would you say? Would it include Yishmaelim? No. Whereas if you assume that it's a general prohibition of distancing ourselves from Goyim, because Goyim do all sorts of things, not just Avodah Zarah, so then it would make sense that the Isser of Chukas HaGoyim would apply even to Yishmael, even to non-Avodah Zarah, even for that matter to you know, Goyim or quote unquote B'nai Noah, who follow the sign mitzvah. At the end of the day, they eat treif. So if we associate ourselves with them, so we might have to eat treif. I mean, the whole idea of, you know, Pas HaGoyim and, you know, Vishal HaGoyim, Chasnus, we want to separate ourselves. You know, that might be just a reflection of this din d'oraisa of separating ourselves from Goyim. We want to separate ourselves because we don't want to, you know, violate other Yisurim, not necessarily Avodah Zarah per se. Fourth nafkamina, what type of chok are we talking about? The Rain here, I think it was Shitaso, writes that these chukos that we are prohibited from following are limited to very specific things that the goyim of old did. Perush afilu einam of the avodas el masim chukseim shogul lasus v'amus Torah. The Sefer Shabbos mona kol ma shahisa kabbalah b'yad chachamim shim chukseim. The Sefer Shabbos lists certain actions that they did. V'ein l'hosif aleihem. V'ein ha-misvara ki'im kabbalah. So the Yireim says that the only things that are usher are things that the goyim of old did, you know, those Zayin Amin and those Mitzrayim, and those are usher. If you have a new goyim who have a new religion, who have a new chok, it's not included in the usher. We generally don't assume this way. The Bach here in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches in the Yodea exclusively rejects this. He writes that Iker Shabakol Basham Yuchal Lehem Sarek Yisrael Yos Nivdol Lehem. Anything that's unique to goyim, we have to separate ourselves from. Even though they're not mentioned in the Gemara, they only mention things that they were aware of. If now we have new goyim who have new practices, we have to distance ourselves from the new practices. It's not, halacha isn't, you know, nikba based on what it says in the Gemara, but their practices develop, and therefore, likewise, the halacha of not following their practices develops as well. We have to separate ourselves in our clothing, in our action, in our methods of speech. So, here too, I think it might be telling the Chakira, namely, if you assume that Chukos Akam is connected to Vodazar per se, so you might say that, I mean, the Yireim sheet is very unique. The Yireim says it's only, you know, the chukos of the, those goyim that he thinks are usher, you know, the those Zayin Amin and Mitzrayim. But still, I mean, even if you don't go that far, you might say that if it's connected to Avodah Zarah, so the chukim of the Avodah Zarah, you know, is what it's usher. But the Bach has a more broad formulation. We have to just separate ourselves from goyim. It sounds like it's not connected to Avodah Zarah per se, it's just we have to be different. We just have to, you know, be unique and separate, and as such, we can't, you know, follow their minhag. Yeah.
Trying to say that, or is he trying to just simply extending it past that specific scenario that Chazal mentioned, and even nowadays things, which maybe because they might be connected to voters, or we don't know if they're connected to voters.
Right. Oh, so the question of not knowing, that's what I'm going to discuss that in a second. The impression I get from the back is just more broad, but I'm not 100% sure. The question of not knowing is a very important issue. That really comes up with the big discussion in the Marik, the next Daf Kamina. Marik discusses a question that's you know, relevant today, you know, in terms of Malbush. You know, is there a need to have a specific, unique Jewish dress? And this is something that the Orthodox communities, you know, are not in agreement about. If you go to the Hasidic communities, they think that Jew has to look like a Jew. You have to, you know, smell, you look at him, you right away can tell he's a Jew.
Well, they
now, the truth is, historically, that those things they wear were actually, you know, Goyish nobility, you know, wore those clothes a long time ago. But, you know, a lot has changed in the past 200 years. So no Goyim wear strangles anymore. And even in those days, they started wearing their socks out as a way of showing that they were different. You know, so they were, certainly Hasidim, I don't think it was Nagim, but certainly Hasidim wore clothing that made them distinctly Jewish. And in our communities, even in the Lithuanian communities, you know, wearing a black hat and a suit, you know, till 50, you know, 50 years ago was just a stylish thing to do. You know, so it doesn't make you look uniquely Jewish. Today it might, I guess. But in the YU community, if you wear like clothes like these, and like, you know, going and wear these clothes, is that a problem? So this is a debate amongst the Mepharshim. The pasuk we discussed, source number 3, spoke about this, you know, Yishram Efen Tinake Shachareyem. So the Sefer HaPasuk, source number 13, writes, Shlotomar, hoil behem yotzim betene avatayit betene, hoil behem yotzim be argaman avatayit aniyayit argaman, hoil behem yotzim be tolsin afaniyayit betolsin. I'm not sure exactly what these things are, but these are different garments. So you might think that they wear this type of clothes, you should wear the same clothes. No, you should wear different clothes. The question is, what does that mean, you should wear different clothes?
Is it?
So that's the question. Are these begadim that are, like, you know, specific, you know, you shouldn't dress like a priest? Or does it mean you shouldn't dress like any goy? You have to be separate and unique. So the Marik in Siman Pei Ches discusses this issue, and he claims that there's no need necessarily to dress like a Jew. The Iker is that we shouldn't dress in a way that's priestistic, like a goy, you know, or if there's some type of minhag that has some mysterious source, you're not sure where it came from, So maybe then we have to be choshesh that it's connected to avodah zarah. But barring that, one could wear anything else. So the Marik is discussing, you know, can a doctor wear a white coat? So yeah, a doctor can wear a white coat. Why? All the goyish doctors wear white coats. Well, that's, you know, it's perfectly understandable. You know, we want to identify who the doctor is. You come into a room, you want to know the doctor is the, you know, most important person, he's going to treat the patient. So you should wear a white coat to give him a certain, you know, dignity, and he should be identifiable, etc. So there's no priestess involved, A. And the source isn't, you know, shrouded in mystery. It's not something that might have came from a Zara. So therefore, it's permissible. You know, there's a question, halakha l'maisa, in terms of wearing, you know, a gown and a cap, you know, at a graduation, because again, I don't know the whole history, but apparently this was connected to the church initially in some universities, and some people are concerned that maybe since it originally came from over the Avodah Zarah, so we have to be choshesh. I don't think they, you know, in YU people wear caps and gowns, but I heard of people who are machmir, they think that it's somehow connected to Avodah Zarah. But again, the Marik says there's no need for uniquely Jewish dress unless A, it's priestistic, or B, it's somehow connected to Avodah Zarah. But the Gaon in Shulchan Aruch argues in the Marik, and he seems to indicate, no, you're supposed to wear uniquely Jewish garments. It's funny because they actually both bring the Rambam as a raya. The Rambam, if you look back, the Rambam in source number 5 spoke about the third line of source number 5. Eliyeh Yisrael mufto mehem v'yem al-busho v'yadua b'al-busho. He should be separated from him and known in his clothing. So what does that mean? He should be separated in his clothing. Does that mean he has to have uniquely Jewish clothing? That's what the Gra says. I think that actually makes more sense. But the Marik, if you look here in source number 14, the Marik thinks that there's no raya from the Rambam. He thinks the opposite is true. If you look 4 lines from the bottom, Enishom raya, klal, the pashtei of ben emosho. What the Rambam means, lo chayav lishtanes anagam. It doesn't mean you have to wear separate clothing, unique clothes. Why does he write you shouldn't wear clothes that are unique to goyim? The Rambam could have written he shouldn't wear clothing that is similar to goyish clothing. He didn't write you shouldn't wear clothing that's similar. He said you shouldn't wear clothing that is unique to them. So that's the question we have to learn. But the Marik thinks the Rambam says, the Rambam holds like him, that no, there's no need for uniquely Jewish clothing. The issue is just to wear clothing that is like connected to Avodah Zarah or priestess. But the Gra, which I think is the Pashas, the Rambam says that no, really there's a chiyuv to wear uniquely Jewish clothing, something that we in our communities don't do. So what might this be connected to? So I think you can connect this to the Chakira. Namely, if you assume that Chukos Akum is a broader obligation to distance yourself from Goyim, maybe there's Taka Chiyuv to wear separate clothing. Whereas if you say it's a function of Chashav Avodah Zarah, Geder Ato Avodah Zarah, so if the doctor wears a white coat, there's no Avodah Zarah there. If it's something that's somehow connected, you know, you shouldn't look like a priest, okay, that I can hear. But if it's connected to, you know, a broader practical reason, so then there's no reason not to wear, you know, the white cloak if you're a doctor. Yeah.
What is the type of clothes they wear or something like that? There's no reason for it. It's just what they do, like their style. For example,
so yeah, so I
not
think
buttoning the bottom button.
Well, a tie, I think, you know, is stylish. I don't know if it's no. I mean, I don't know. I think that you have to make a distinction between, style that change. And every couple of years, you used to have 2-button suits and have 3-button suits. So that's like, you know, just the people who sell the suits want to have a hischadshus. You know, they can't sell the same thing every year. So you used to have pleats, now there's no more pleats. Every couple of years, you know, if you live long enough, you just save your old suits, it'll come back in style 20 years later. Yeah, that's the reality, I'm saying. That I don't think is a chash, you know, came from Avodah Zarah. I suppose it's something that's like just like very like strange, you know, a very unique minhag that's like ancient and we're not sure where it came from, and like, you know, they're very machmir about it. Then you have to like be worried maybe it's not connected to Avodah Zarah. But it's hard to put your finger exactly on the hagdah. I heard that song. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you could make a claim that what you're saying essentially is that there's no, a tie isn't useful, it doesn't keep you warm. It's just...
But what's the argument that it's not useful?
I think they're choshesh. They think they're choshesh that anything that's not, we don't clearly understand the reason for it, is there anything like a vodazara? It might be a vodazara. Meaning, to understand, to a white coat, that I understand. But a tie doesn't keep you warm. So why is it there? You know, maybe if you can't have a practical reason, maybe then it's a vodazara. Meaning. Look, everybody agrees that when you want to vote, you're allowed to raise your hand. We don't say it's a vote, because we want to know who holds what. Everybody knows you can have a chair. We don't say it's chukas to have a chair, because it's comfortable to have a chair. But if something is like, you know, sounds strange, and it's not the most obvious way of doing it, so then you might say, maybe if you don't know otherwise, it's a chukas to have a chair. Maybe something like that. Another nafkamina. Haircut. The Gemara in Sota, Dafim Tesman Beit, speaks about uniquely... goyish haircut. Sanya mis safer kumi harizu midarkei amori. Can't get a certain type of haircut. Safer kumi. Rashi writes it on the spot. Shehin menichim pelores l'shem avodazara. They would leave like the front very long, or the back. I don't know exactly what it means, but they would leave a certain part of their hair long for avodazara. So he connects this to avodazara per se. The Miri though in Vavakama Pegimol speaks about in more general terms. Midarkei amori shi misafrim al. So the goyim wanted to have unique haircuts, you know, to make them look a certain way, to, you know, you feel like you're part of a cult or a community if you have the same type of haircut. But that doesn't, it's not connected to Vodazar per se. He just says they wanted to feel, you know, as a group. So if everyone in the army gets a crew cut, so you're in the army, get a crew cut. It's not connected to Avodah Zarah. So Rashi says it's Avodah Zarah, and the Miri says no, it's just, you know, associating yourself with Goyim. And the Tashbis writes this explicitly. If Avodah Pisha, lo hayu osin kein, el l'shem Avodah Zarah, kamo shvir Rashi, v'umazu ein ovedes Avodah Zarah, v'chol kam ru'uyim yisroch sheyem, yisrachik mehen, v'yu nikarim b'tikloch seyhem, called Roem Yakirum Ki Heim Zera Bare Hashem. So the Hashbaz again, she thought, assumes that there's an Indian of having a uniquely Jewish haircut, because we want to separate ourselves, distance ourselves from Goyim. It's not that, oh, well, you know, it's connected to Avodah Zarah, and if these Goyim don't do Avodah Zarah, so you can get a Yishmaeli Dika haircut. No, Yishmaelim aren't Avodah Zarah, but still, you want to be different. Again, the Chassidim, you know, took this to extreme. If you're having long payas, you know, makes you look very different from Goyim. So it doesn't mean that, you know, having a regular haircut is usher. Again, even if you're going to be machmer on the levush, I don't know if getting a haircut is, you know, you're just cutting your hair. I wouldn't define our haircuts as goyish haircuts. I don't know, meaning our clothes are goyish clothes. But I'm not sure if our haircuts are really goyish. They're just not uniquely Jewish. A mohawk maybe would be like, you know, yeah, or a certain type of, a mohawk might have other problems in terms of, you know, cutting the face. But, yeah, I'm not really sure exactly how to define this, but again, there are opinions that assume you have to be separate and unique, and that I think would fit well with the idea that Chukzakam is to distance ourselves in general. If you think it's a question of a Nazara, like Rashi does, so, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting a regular haircut, because it's not like a Nazara is like a, you know, a haircut. You know, getting a haircut like a monk, you know, in addition to the problem of, you know, cutting up a payas, might be a problem of chukas hakamim. In fact, the Rambam thinks that those things are connected. The Rambam thinks that the modern vuchim, the reason you can't cut your payas is because the goyim or whoever the avodah used to cut their payas, just like the today the monk. Yeah. Pardon? He doesn't. Yeah, he actually brings it in chukas hakamim. Yeah. Another nafkamina, the Gemara in Sota there, the Femtes, brings a special heter to get a goyish haircut. If you're associating yourself with goyim, you're working, you know, for the, you know, you're the Jewish man in the White House, so you have to dress a certain way to fit in with the goyim. So if you're the Jewish man in Rome, you have to, you know, dress a certain way, and you can even get a goyish haircut. That's what Gemara says. Avtulus ben Reuven itiru l'safer kumi, they allowed Avtulus to get a goyish haircut. Shu karav l'malchus, because he was karav l'malchus. The question is, how can you let him do iser? How can you, that's an iser. So the Bach asked this, Siman Kuf Ein Ches in Yerodea, B'Shem Beis Yosef. Hikshar Beis Yosef came in the loka to iser lav. V'lachem elu, im kemi deraitza, asiri v'heich hayu chachamim atirim iser shal Torah with krovei malchus. How can they allow it? It's very nice that he's karav l'malchus, he's trying to help the Jewish people, but at the end of the day, it's a lav. How can you allow somebody to violate a lav? Says the Bach, Yishlomar B'Divishum Hatzalis Yisrael. Listen, you're trying to save the Jewish people, so you can violate the law to save the Jewish people. Wow.
It's worth the lives.
Pardon?
It's worth the lives that
it's
possible to
save by. Right. That's a pretty amazing statement. Venir Elisa the Bach is a different answer. The Lekha Isser, Lekha Kushi, it's not a Kasha. The Lashon Chukoseim was a Lechu. What does it mean you shouldn't follow their ways? It means you shouldn't try to emulate them, you shouldn't try to be similar to them. But here, is this man trying to follow the ways of the guy? No, he's trying to, you know, be politically correct, and he's trying to save the Jewish people. So he's our man, you know, in the White House, and he's going to act in a certain way in order to be, you know, buddy-buddy with the Malchus, and then he'll try to help out the Jewish people. So the whole time of the Isser is to, you know, try to be like the Goyim. Here he's trying to help the Jews. He's not trying to be like the Goyim. Therefore, it doesn't apply. That's what the Bach says, which also is a pretty interesting answer because, you know, we don't usually say, well, the reason doesn't apply, it's like time of the crop. We don't say, like, you know, it's really awesome to steal, but if you steal from the rich and give to the poor, so it's mutter. You know, we don't usually say things like that, right? So, but okay. It's not quite the same thing, but it is a pretty big chiddush the Bach is making. Others give a more simple answer. They assume that the Isra of Chukos Akum Midaraisa is connected to Avodah Zarah. If you assume that the haircut isn't Avodah Zarah per se, like Rashi, but rather it's just a question of, you know, the way the person looks, so then you might say, well, it's only Isra Rabbanan, and they waved Isra Rabbanan in order to help this person, you know, rub shoulders with you know, the leaders in Rome. So again, this might be connected to Chakira. Namely, if you assume that Chukos Akum is a function of Avodah Zarah per se, so then, you know, you have to ask yourself, is this haircut connected to Avodah Zarah? Then if it is, you have to try to give some big chiddush as to why it's mutter, you know, Atzalos Kol Yisrael or whatever. Whereas if you assume that this is not really connected to Avodah Zarah, this is not connected to Avodah Zarah, and this haircut's not really Avodah Zarah, so it's only a Sidra Rabbanan, it might be much easier to understand why there's a hezer of Karav L'mah. The Bach has a lashon Shem Yis Yosef Hatzalis Yisrael. Yeah, I think there might be a. I mean, there is a distinction to be made. When you have a Hatzalis Kol Yisrael, it could be there's a special hetzer. There's discussion. I mean, okay, there's a Ksubis discussion of even Gimel Arayas, Gimel Chaburas being mutter, Esther. Okay, there's different understandings. I just want to conclude with the possibility of maybe Tzvei Dinim, and the Uri seems to indicate there are really two halachas in Chukos Akum. There's the Din Daraisa of Mamish following the ways of the Avodah Zarah. Then there's the Din Rabbanan of distancing ourselves from Goyim. This is the Uri in Sanhedrin Beis and Beis, source number 21. Af al pisha ikra minias halicha b'chukos agoyim eina el leinin sharshe Avodah Zarah shuli dame lohem melvusheim yuchadim lohem v'tisporas the real answer midrashim is to look like a priest. You can have your shul look like a church. So the Miri seems to write very clearly that there's a din deraisa connected to Mamish following the ways of Avodah Zarah, going to church and to, you know, following in their actual practices. And this is Din Rabbanan of distancing ourselves from Goyim in various ways. Now, it could be that Din Rabbanan is really in a I'm not sure what the right expression is, but it's more broad, certainly more broad, and also might have certain kulas, like I mentioned before, in terms of, you know, Karav L'malchus, it might be Meikel, it could be that not everything's included, that's why we wear these clothing, because this Chazal and the subsequent generations didn't feel that wearing, you know, Goyish clothing or it would necessarily be included in Chukos HaKom. So basically what we saw here was a basic Hakira is Chukos HaKom limited to Ovdei Avodah Zarah per se, you know, in terms of Chukos of HaKom to as a Chashash Atu Avodah Zarah, or is a more broad Chiyuv of distancing ourselves from HaKom. We raised the number of Nafkaminas, then we suggest it's possible there's actually Tzveitin and Midoraisa, the Chiyuv is one of Atu Avodah Zarah Mamish, and Midrabanan there's a need to distance ourselves in more ways from us.